This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Morning, and a warm welcome to the second half of Catholic Radio on MPR, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. We will be sharing a radio liturgy, during which we will pray together, listen to, and reflect on the Bible readings for the day. I'm June Hurley, and joining me in the studio today are Cleo Exconde and Angela Kelly. So good morning, Cleo and Angela.
Morning, June.
Great to have you here today. Today is the Feast of the Epiphany, which celebrates the fact that Jesus came for all people. In doing so, we are invited to overcome our prejudices, being open to all people, to find Jesus in all whom we meet, and return by a different way after meeting Jesus. And let us begin our liturgy by acknowledging the Holy Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
The Magi were guided by the light of God's star to the newborn King. Let us open ourselves to God's light, guiding us to encounter God's mercy and love during this liturgy. Lord Jesus, your presence was revealed by the light of a star. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the revelation of God's love. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the light for all nations. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to see the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, our God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
And now let us listen to God's word.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. Let every nation on earth will adore you. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more.
Lord.
May the kings of Tarshish and the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations give him service.
Let every nation on earth adore you.
May the kings all fall down before him, all nations give him service. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy.
Lord, let every nation on earth adore you.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and know and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humanity, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. Far from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The following is a homily from the late Father Flor McCarthy. The picture many people have of how the Magi came to Bethlehem goes something like this. They saw a bright star in the eastern sky and began to follow it. The star guided them unerringly, first to Jerusalem, where it temporarily disappeared, and then to Bethlehem, where they found the child Jesus. Put like that, it sounds very simple and exciting. But how true is this picture? If we read the gospel account carefully, we will see that it's quite false. In the gospel, it says that they saw the star as it rose. It says nothing about the star guiding them. What this suggests is that the star was no more than a sign that something unusual had happened, or more precisely, that someone special had been born. The next time the star is mentioned is when they were on the road to Bethlehem, that is, as they neared the end of their journey. The text says, there, in front of them, was the star they had seen rising. From this we conclude that in between they travelled in darkness and had to ask and seek and inquire. Their journey was neither simple nor easy. They would have encountered difficulties, doubts and dangers. Yet, in spite of these, they persevered in their quest and were rewarded when they finally found Christ. This is why their story has such relevance for us. Like them, we too are on a journey. When we start out on some road, whether it be following the Christian vocation or following some other vocation or profession, we too are attracted by something bright, an ideal or vision or hope. But this initial star does not remain forever in our sky. It grows dim. Clouds get in the way and deprive us of its light. And we must expect to encounter difficulties and doubts. Some people think they're losing their faith when they experience doubt. We must not be surprised when this happens. We must imitate the Magi. We must not be too proud to ask for guidance. We must believe that the darkness will pass, and once again we will see the initial star beckoning to us. The Magi can serve as models for us on our faith journey. They were single-minded. They refused to be put off by difficulties and hardships. When they found Christ, they offered him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This shows what happens to those who find Christ. Their hearts are awakened and burst into life. When we find Christ and offer our love to him, he will help us to open up the treasures of goodness that lie buried inside us so that we can offer gifts to our brothers and sisters, especially those who are as poor as Christ was. Having worshipped Christ, the Magi returned to their own country by another route. This suggests not just a new geographical route, but a new mentality. Having met Christ and heard his gospel, we too will travel through life by a different route. We will have different attitudes, different values, different goals. It is impossible to encounter Christ without it affecting the way we live our lives.
The bright star shining in the sky. Could this finally be the promised sign? This may be the one, this may be the King, this may be the Lord of Light of whom the prophets sing. And we follow the Christmas star as it leads us on our way, lighting up our journey of faith. And we follow the Christmas star as it takes us to the place where we will see our Savior and God face to face. See the little baby lying there. These gifts we bring, gold, frankincense and myrrh. Gold for he is king, frankincense for God, myrrh for he will give his life to save all on this earth. And we follow the Christmas star as it leads us on our way, lighting up our journey of faith. And we follow the Christmas star as it takes us to the place where we will see our Savior and God face to face. We must take this joy to everyone, spreading news of Jesus, God's own Son. We have seen the star telling of his birth. He has come a Savior to all nations of the earth. And we follow the Christmas star as it leads us on our way, lighting up our journey of faith. And we follow the Christmas star as it takes us to the place where we will see our Savior and God face to face.
Through the light of a star, God guided the Magi to find the Christ child, the Savior of the world. This same God guides us and hears our prayers.
For the Church, that we, like the Magi, may discern your message in creation around us, in events unfolding, and in our own relationships. As we pray,
may your light shine upon us, for all who are searching for the meaning of life, that the good news may become real to them and be a light that leads them to wholeness and peace. As we pray,
may your light shine upon us.
for those who are in government and authority, that they be mindful that they are servants, and that their actions be for the good of all those they serve, and not for their own self-satisfaction. As we pray,
May your light shine upon us. For the gift of wisdom, that we be able to discern what is truly important in life and not be lured by false promises of wealth, greed, and power. As we pray,
May your light shine upon us.
For peace, as we begin a new year, that the light that led the Magi to the newborn king will shine out to all, and be an inspiration to reject violence, hatred, selfishness, and racism. As we pray,
May your light shine upon us.
For those who have died, that they find rest and happiness in your kingdom, and that those who grieve will find comfort and closure. As we pray,
May your light shine upon us.
Almighty and eternal God, today you revealed your Son as the light of all peoples. May we follow him faithfully and come to the light that shines forever. We make this and all our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Got time for it all?
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive each one of those who sin. Lead us not to
And being the holiday period, we don't have much in the way of notices, as things are not everybody's on holiday, I think, doing various things. But Cleo, you've got a couple of things to say.
Yes, we just have a couple of weekday mass times for the Palmerston North parishes. So in the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, the weekday masses from until the 23rd of January are at 9 a.m., from Tuesday to Saturday. There is also an additional Mass tomorrow, Monday, also at 9 a.m., and this is a Mass for the Baptism of the Lord, which marks the end of the Christmas season. At Our Lady of Lourdes, Mass is at 10 a.m. on Wednesday and Friday.
Thank you. And that concludes Catholic Radio for this week. But we'll be back next Sunday at the same time. So thank you for being with us. And thank you, Angela and Cleo, for helping to bring the light of Christ to us all. And may God be with us to protect us. May God guide us and give us strength. May God watch over us, keep us in his care, and bless us with peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.